Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
That is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth is to you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. You know, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times.
Really?
This is Truth Brothers Radio. How y'all doing? I'm Ray.
And I said this 100 times. And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, for the 100th time, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F. And if you want to join that conversation earlier and you listening by phone, press number one, chime in, whatever.
There you go. And we've got the chat room up, live and popping. And this is our 100th show.
Feels like 99.
Feels like 99.
Feels like 99.
Don't feel like 100 at all.
Don't feel like, man, I've done 100 of these shows, man. One, let's clear it up. It's a milestone for us. We're going to be real for a quick second. I might get emotional, choked up, because who would have thought, you know, I didn't think we'd get here.
I gave us 10.
Oh, better. 5 more than I gave us that. Because I remember we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
About reminiscing and all
yeah,
that. Man.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, this is our 100th show, man. And we want to thank everybody, man, who tunes in to us every week. Justice, one of them dudes, man, who listens faithfully. So shout out to my man, Justice, you know, and everybody, you know, who supports Truth Brothers movement and lives on Planet Truth. So we want to thank y'all. And continue to listen to us. We're going to come back with another 100 and another 100 and another 100. We're going to keep dropping that fire. No,
there you go. Right.
But seriously, thanks to everybody, man.
Yeah, for sure.
For the
for sure.
And everything. We might be giving away a few things tonight. We're going to see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we could. I think we could trudge up some True Brothers t-shirts. Yeah.
Right. That's yeah. Good. We're going to
have. Yeah, we'll do a little trivia.
And give away some shirts.
And give away some shirts. Matter of fact, I tell you what, you can come up with a trivia question this hour, and then the next hour I'll come up with one.
Cool.
And whoever can answer the questions gets a Truth Brothers t-shirt.
On us.
On us.
How about, how, and you're going to get, we'll talk about it. Anyway, yeah. So
yeah, believe it or not, we ain't got like boxes of them in the back.
Yeah,
so
we actually need to come because that Keep Calm is we got to come up with a new. Y'all probably get some whatever, but hey, so kick it off with how was your week?
Yeah, for the 99th time, mm-hmm. How was your week?
Weekend.
Start from your weekend and work on to before we came on.
Oh, okay. I'll gladly do that. Weekend was cool, man. I had fun, chill with my shorties, man. Shouts out to my little man, Amir and Amani, man. I had a blast with them. They're my best friends right there, right? So we chilling, you know, doing. My son has a new thing he does now. He says, hell no. Like, for real, no
yep,
joke.
Apple didn't fall far from that tree at all.
No, not at all. So anyway, and it's the funniest story of how
you
it happened.
You like some oatmeal?
Right?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm making pizza, cheese pizza, right? Bam, everything's good. So in the process of making the cheese pizza, I goes ahead, hey, I don't want cheese pizza. He likes cheese pizza. Knock yourself out. Dad wants a steak burger. Dad's going to get him a damn steak burger, right? So he don't want the cheese pizza no more. He like,
yeah, Dad's eating steak.
A steak burger. He says, want some, right? I'm like, nah, man, you got cheese pizza, right? So I give him a couple little slices. I mean, a couple pieces of a steak burger. He like, yeah, this will do, right? So I tells my man, hey, you had me cook this cheese pizza for nothing? He said, hell no. I'm like, Wow. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. You.
You know what? At the time, it was a shock, so I didn't know how to. I laughed. I really laughed at first because I didn't know he knew that. But you know, I had to say you can't say that.
Can't say that. He said, "Hell no." Got
but other than that, oh, then we're getting ready to go on the air, right? I mean, first, then the Bears debacle. I lost. Let's see. I bet a bottle of Fiji water at a total of only.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry.
Klingon style.
And a total of like $30, whatever, right? So, so I had a bad weekend on that.
Good job, Bears.
Thank you, Earl Bennett, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we just passed that, so we getting ready to go on the air, right? Life's good. I'm thinking I'm going to make it, right? I get hit with, you ain't this, you dark, right? So I'm like, you playing something?
No, I'm letting you finish.
So anyway, I'm like, yo, what do you mean? Like, what's all this going on? But long story short, I don't want to get too deep
right.
into it.
Right, why are you always leaving on a Monday? It seems like you've done this 100 times.
Yeah, pretty much it's, you know, he doesn't like to see you leave. So why would you do this for the 100th time consecutively and make him cry? You're nothing.
There you go.
You old worker.
So you got to... You were like, hey, going to do the 100th show. What a milestone. And your girl said.
Let me slow you down. Hold on. Let me let that go all the way out. And let
there
me
you
slow
go.
You down. My girl, hit that X button for me. Now. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she begged to differ. What you say? Feeling it.
Anyway, as we
can't
were saying,
wait to see a movie in 2014, though.
Anyway, as we were saying, this is our 100th show, and we will hopefully be joined lately by the producer Supreme. She's a little, you know, when you make money.
Yeah. Hey, remember, she's the captain of industry, and she will be in the building. She is,
she will be coming in. We didn't make that promo.
This is why she had to do what she had to do, but she was like, no, I'm not missing the 100th show.
She couldn't.
No
she
way.
Couldn't. She's part of the reason we made it to 100, so we had to pay homage and have her come through.
That's right.
Bless True Brothers Radio. So, back to you. How was your week, man?
My weekend was all right.
What'd you do?
My weekend was all right. Hey, I caught Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
I figured.
Very nice.
I figured it.
But if some people don't like, if you're not into thinking.
Not for you. It ain't for those.
But
who
for
don't
those
like
who like
debaters.
To, yeah, for those who like to, you know, extrapolate on thoughts every now and again, it's for you. Good show. Yeah, it's good. Good show. Great Sunday, except for the Bears.
Yeah.
Morning was excellent. Bears stink.
Oh,
no, that's
okay.
Bears,
oh,
right.
Okay.
Bears stink.
Oh, okay.
Right. No, more. Hey, my morning was.
I got you.
Morning was great.
Okay. All right.
Life
now,
is awesome.
Okay. And you know what else I did, man? I think, didn't you catch the Insecure? You caught Insecure.
Caught the Insecure. Matter of fact, yeah. Matter of fact, why don't we just go ahead and just make it a yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth, again, is brought to you by the Gabby Sitterbay's Precious Pop. She's jumped in the ice cream now. Y'all know Precious. Topped with chocolate sauce, starch, M&M shavings, onions, Febreze mist, donut glaze, Cool Ranch Doritos, biscuit grease, and motor oil. The Precious Pop.
All right. And this portion of Truth Brothers Radio is also brought to you by Earl Bennett's Pomeroy Stick'em Cream. Put that Pomeroy on your hands and watch the ball pop out.
I heard that was great disappearing paint, too. I heard that Pomeroy could make
when
things.
When the chips are down, Pomeroy will let you down.
We didn't do no shout outs. We didn't do no birthdays. Real quick,
okay,
before we jump into this terrible truth.
Yeah, 100 show and it all falls apart. Go ahead, real
shout
quick.
Shout out to Isis. That's the Truth Brothers official dog. She's been real good. Denicia Booth, what up? Mookie, what's cracking? Marquita Williams, hey, Marquita, how you feeling? Oh, Keita, I'm sorry. Kyrie, Justin, Jason, my boy Heavy, Mona Lachey, what's going on over there? Lonnie Irby, Erica, Ina, Jimmy, happy birthday. And those are my shout-outs. You want to do this before I say your shout-outs before I do my DJs?
No, you do your DJs B-Days first.
Okay, DJs B-Days. Stephanie Sandoval, I know you're listening, Steph. What's going on? Kelvin Martin, Tan, Kiso X, Thomas Wembley, Deion Reed, Patrick, that's my cousin. Hey, what's going on? Had a baby girl on the 17th of September. Tiffany Williams Jallo, happy birthday. Donald Blunt, Sade Dixon, and happy birthday to Shorty Diva.
There you go. All right, and I just want to send out a special condolence, man. Last week I lost my cousin, man.
True.
Condolences to Pamela Irving. She was my cousin, man. We go back since, like, baby shoes. We grew up together, man, and we hadn't seen each other in, like, 20 years, man. And it was sad to lose her, man. It really shocked me. And also, my uncle is in the hospital. Marvell Hayes, hey, man, keep your head up. Hang in there, man. Everything going to be all right, man. We love you.
No doubt.
All right. Now on with the show.
All right. We got a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller already. 706, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Man, y'all already know what it is. Y'all know what it is. This is Mr. Moby. The business is. Had to come see y'all on y'all 100 show, so what up?
All right, man. What's popping, man? What's happening?
What's happening with y'all, man? Doing chilling, man.
Hey, it's all good, man. We would stay hot and hanging with you, but we don't dare ask that question.
Why you got to go there, man?
Yeah, man, you liable to get real raw. It's a terrible truth. We ain't even got into it yet. And you liable to just say, yeah, you know, I blessed her from a distance
there
this weekend,
go.
And we can't have it.
But, yeah, man, thanks for celebrating with us, man. You was one of our first and early callers, man, and we definitely appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem. I had to come say what's up to y'all. I'll be on the show. I'm listening all night, y'all, man. You know, I got some things to say. Which I
got
to talk about, so,
yeah. Good. We got a lot to talk about. We kind of going to have our first open forum, man.
Say what
so
you
whatever,
want.
You, whatever you want to get into, man, it's all fair game tonight.
Okay, then. That's what's up, man. You already know. No, I get down.
All right,
man.
You're going to get in this. All right, y'all. So the terrible truth is about to kick off for the 100th time. We're going to, we'll talk about that later on the half.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the wacky news.
Yeah. 100 shows ago, the terrible truth started out as wacky news.
That
could
have been
a
trivia question, but you left.
Oh, really?
Nah.
Yeah, I ain't think so.
All right,
wacky.
Check it out. That didn't sound right. Homeless woman arrested for twerking in front of school children in Florida.
There you
Florida's
go.
Back on the map, baby.
Let me show y'all how your life should be.
A homeless woman has been arrested for
a real winner.
Let me say that again. A homeless woman has been arrested after twerking in front of a Florida school bus. Valerie Dixon has been charged with disorderly conduct after a vulgar display in front of children on Tuesday. The 27-year-old allegedly bent over and started, quote unquote, twerking with one hand on her ankle and the other on her genitalia.
There you go. Gotta let you kids know where the money is.
What's that rattling, Miss Dixon? Oh, that's inside me. Don't worry about that.
Hey.
That's just loose meat.
There you go.
Dixon was spotted bending over at the waist at a Lake County by a Lake County deputy who said she was dancing in a vulgar manner. She was said by the deputy to have one hand grasping the genitalia area as she danced in the Orlando area. The deputy said children on the school bus were watching as a 27-year-old danced. It is not the first time twerking has gotten over enthused dancers in trouble. The popular trend now appears in the Oxford Dictionary, sparked by Miley Cyrus' controversial appearance at the MTV Awards.
There you go, because that's what did it.
I don't think, hey, I think Miss Twerking by the Batteries.
Yeah.
Ooh, I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, but Miss Battery with the twerking wasn't so hot.
Who that?
The one who did it in front of the school bus full of nursery students.
Oh, no.
Hey, kid, guess what time it is?
Twerking by the Batteries. Twerking for a sandwich. Twerking for a sandwich. Twerk. Twerking for a beer can. Twerking.
There you go. Twerking for a shopping cart. Wow.
The craziest lady, Dixon. I'm sorry, let's get past. Dixon has said that she is said to have several complaints made against her in previous years, and has been banned from several business areas
and all school zones.
Twerking by the Trace Bank. Twerking by the Chase Bank.
Get out of here!
All right, I'm going. Twerking by the Walgreens. Dixon was released from jail on Wednesday after posting $250 bond.
She's homeless. Where the hell did she get? Maybe she's good at twerking.
And due to appear in court October 22nd. I don't know where she got that $250 from, but twerking for that bail money.
There you go. The cops probably put that money up.
Like,
get her out of here.
Go. Get away.
Get her the hell out. There you go.
Well,
someone makes salmon.
It smells like dead zebra back over here. And I'm not liking it. Who shot a zebra? We got to take a real quick break, though, man. We'll be right back. Twerking by the Truth Brothers.
There you go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two gas. One walk, 20 blacks, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, five mics. Go get it, rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader, prom native, all in shot, player hated, mom and pop, two ladies. So like the range of the roof cave in. You work, goddamn, raise, crazy.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gage of Truth Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
No grace, no brown, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody moves. Who works most death, K-West, hot shit, calm down, get back, ghetto people got this, ain't pump, not shit, some pump, top shit, we won't stop shit, everybody moves. Who works BK, NY, Bedside, BR, 200
Radio, we back, man, if y'all knew it went on off the air. But we got a caller coming in, man. Let's get to this caller real quick, man.
Yep, 773-993. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? Pomeroy.
That sounds like
I told you. It's my money. You
but
can't tell me what to do with it.
773-993, whoever you are, you know. I see you had your hand raised. If you want to join the conversation, cool. Come back. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. What you got there? Talking about it?
Yeah, check it out.
All right.
Wife reaches breaking point over husband snoring. Repeatedly stabbed him as he slept.
I'm cool with that.
You cool with that? I'm
cool with that.
It can get on your nerves sometimes.
I've kicked the person out of bed or two.
Have you?
Oh, I've literally put my feet, my knees to my chest and thrust it forward with my feet in they back. To get them out the bed.
Well, Springdale, Arizona. Don Weiser, a 44-year-old Arkansas woman has been jailed after she allegedly stabbed her husband repeatedly because he was snoring. According to police, officers was dispatched to the couple's home after 43-year-old Doug Weiser woke around 3:30 a.m. Doug Weiser. When you say Doug, when you've stabbed Doug, you've stabbed them all. Yeah.
That's like the beer.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Woke up around 3:30 a.m. to find his wife repeatedly stabbing him with a butcher knife.
How do you wake up from getting stabbed with a butcher knife?
That will wake you up.
No.
No, that won't.
No, it'll wake you up, but I doubt that at that point his eyes should have been filled with blood. There's no way.
Well, not if he stabbed him in the arm, just lashed out.
I got you.
According to investigators say the victim wrestled the knife away from his wife before the couple's two teenage sons came to his aid. At least they helped him. The victim told detectives that he and his wife had argued that evening about his snoring, prompting her to sleep in one of the bedrooms with one of their sons as he slept in the couple's bedroom. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that don't.
Look here, you snore too much. I'm going to go in here and sleep with my son because you snore too much.
Scoot over, boy. Your mom's tripping.
Your dad's tripping. Move over.
The mom went
in to sleep with the son while the husband. Yeah, you
snore too loud. I'm gonna go in here with my.
Ain't the Family Guy son?
I'm gonna go.
What's his name?
Pete. I mean Chris.
Chris. Yeah. I'm gonna go with you, Peter. You snore too much.
Go in here with Chris, with the third leg.
What a dumbass.
What you talking to? But.
Yeah. Dawn Weisler told detectives that she awoke to find a loud noise during the night when she walked into her room, finding her husband with stab wounds.
She insisted that
an intruder was responsible for the stabbing, despite the evidence. Someone just came in, stabbed him, and left.
Probably my neighbors, because they
can hear him too.
No breaking and entering. Mm-mm, that's not necessary.
They just came through they phased through the wall.
Now, question. How old? I'm back to this son. How old was the boy?
19.
Oh,
healthy.
Yeah. 19 and captain.
And healthy.
And captain of the lacrosse team.
There you go.
Which means he works on his arms a lot.
There you go.
Now, pick mama
and
up.
Had them real strange dreams.
Where he wakes up with a walrus. I was going to go there. He wakes up eating a lollipop.
Investigators say that Dawn later confessed to the stabbing of her husband and admit to hiding the knife. The issue of snoring has repeatedly annoyed Dawn to the point where she began mentioning it on various social media sites like Twitter. So she's been tweeting about, he's snoring again.
OMG. He's snoring. Hashtag getting the butcher knife.
Hashtag where's my son?
Hashtag mama going riding. Oh, mama went for a ride.
Oh, mama, yeah. Yeah, mama, yeah.
That's just an excuse. She was living all that time before that boy
right.
was born in that
right.
store.
She been going,
yeah.
Right. She would turn the humidifier off,
yep.
make it as dry as... You're snoring again.
Huh? I'm up. No, you're not. Where's my negligee? I'm going in there to sleep without
Chris,
my
Chris, I'm coming to see you.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, because the mom's nasty. That's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, she needs a bearing beat. Speaking
mom was on bull.
Oh,
the mom was on straight bull.
What'd you say?
No, the mom. Yeah, that's yeah, true. Yeah. We do. We've got a very special guest that has come back. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the producer supreme.
No, really.
Hey, fellas.
What's going on? Nice for you. Hey.
Nice for you to join us.
Hey.
Life happens.
I know.
I missed you guys. How's everything going?
We're talking about taking off for real because we're talking about this lady speaking with her son. It ain't good.
Not good at all.
It's terrible.
I caught the ends of it.
But it's...
Yeah. So 100 shows, how does it feel? We want to hear from you, too.
I mean, it's better than I could have imagined. I mean, but then again, no, because I kind of expected it. You know, you guys have been doing a great job. We've put a lot of time and work into it, especially you two. And, hey, look at what it's become. So I'm very happy. I'm very honored, you know, to work with a great set of guys. You all are the best. On Blog Talk. Yes, I said it.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
That was very,
that
very
was
sweet.
Wonderful. I'm crying over here.
I know, man. If this star wasn't on my eye, I'd be crying right now. Yeah, but ladies, wash your eyes. Wash your face, man.
There you go.
Okay, I'm kidding. Let's go. Speaking of having stuff on your face, right? Real quick. Psychic tells woman to tattoo rapper Drake's name on her forehead so that he will marry her.
Another.
And the picture's here.
Well, there it is. You got to. Hey, that's got to go on the Facebook.
It's going on the page.
That's got to go on the Terrible Truth.
It's going
on
the page.
Oh, my God.
I'm stuck. Yeah. What?
Let me run that back.
I heard what you said, but I'm just still stuck over here.
You should see the. You should see the picture. It is a big, giant letters.
Bold, you know that.
Hashtag Drake.
You know that what's the team logo, how you write your team name?
Right.
That's how it is. So she got Drake. It's not filled in, though, but she kind of looks like a dirty Klingon. But anyway, psychic tells woman to tattoo rapper Drake's name on her forehead so that he'll marry her. A true fan will go to the extreme lengths to prove their love for their favorite celebrity. But while most of us settle for a copycat haircut, a cheap imitation dress, one woman goes the extra mile to show rapper Drake how much he means to her by getting the hip-hop star's name tattooed across her forehead.
You big dummy.
Mm-hmm. The mystery woman, who has shaved her eyebrows and hair, added to the dramatic look, visited the L.A.-based tattoo parlor to make her bold statement. She was told by a psychic that if she got the tattoo, Drake would mysteriously marry her.
You big dummy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, we're going to wear that one out today.
It is thought that the unknown fan may be responding to a lyric of Drake's song, Free Spirit, which instructs a lover or listeners to tat my name on you so I know it's free.
You big dummy.
The bold look found their way through the internet and have now gone viral. Even space musician Drake, real name Audrey Graham, has seen the photos, reacting in disbelief at the permanent addition to the girl's face.
So what did he have to say?
You big dummy.
Like, you really shouldn't have. Not for me, anyway.
The rapper told Mondo Fresco that he wants to meet her and understand what happened. That's cool. I feel you 100%. I guess Monte Fresco is a psychic, but whatever. That to me is absolutely incredible, he added. Okay, the Canadian rapper then exploited.
Wait, who the hell is Mondo Fresco?
I don't know who that is. I guess he's whatever. The Canadian rapper then exploded in a rant against the tattoo artist. He said the guy who tatted that effing a-hole, you know, the guy who tatted is an effing a-hole. I can't say the real words. You should lose your job and never do tattoos again. He even threatened to F the tattoo artist up. The musician appeared visibly upset by the pictures, he added. It's crazy. It's surreal. I don't even want to look at it anymore. Graham is said to not have any tattoos himself. Meanwhile, Kevin Campbell, the tattoo artist at the L.A. parlor, Will Rise, who is responsible for the work, has spoken out against his decision to go ahead. he said she was really psyched about it. She had the SHIT and the font all picked out on her iPhone.
You big dummy.
Ready to go, and was permanently and was pretty adamant about putting it on her forehead.
Also asked number three times if she
was sure about inking, about the inking, and explained possible future consequences to her. Told Vice Magazine, she acted as if she had planned it out for a while. Though I'm not really sure how much extended thought she had really put into it. Going to getting such a tattoo on her forehead. How much extended thought she put into getting a stupid tattoo on her forehead?
There you go. Hey, Candace, if you were a tattoo artist, would you have went ahead and did something like that?
I couldn't have done it.
What they paint?
You would have done it?
Dude.
You would do it?
I'd tattoo Mickey Mouse on a dude's ass if they paint it. You pay me to write. Hey,
that's
tattoo.
Wrong.
I wouldn't grab. I wouldn't squeeze. I wouldn't say, hey, bro,
it's
how's the
art?
It's, hey, I'm an artist. I like to draw. Hey, sometimes you draw on a rock, sometimes you draw on ass. It happens, right? Cavemen draw on a rock, me myself. If you paying me $30,000, yes, I need to shave this part to get to make sure the canvas is clean. I'm sorry. $30,000
wow.
Just a tattoo?
Well, that's not what he got. He got a regular fee.
He probably got about $150.
Right. Whatever, she's an idiot, huh?
She's the moron.
I got you.
Hey, man, if I go, hey, let me ask you a question, and this goes to Candace, too. I work at McDonald's. I see a dude who's being carted to the front of the line because he's so fat. Do I tell him, hey, man, I can't give you this Big Mac? No, you give him the Big Mac.
You've waddled your way to the front of the line. How dare we hold it back for you?
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Okay, all
right. Right or wrong?
Hey, let's mull it over. Let's take a break. Mull that over, and then we'll get back into it on the other half, True Brothers Radio.
Producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it, there is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind, but it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference? By calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're back with the producer supreme, Candace.
Fine.
There you go, Candace.
I'm here. Hello.
I know. You got you.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear anything.
At the same time.
Right.
It's hard now.
141202 is the number. If you got a comment, anything, check this out. My man Frank Harrison.
Who the hell is Frank Harrison?
He's a hero.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
He's a hero. Jailed after rape attempt fails. Woman cracks him in skull with cooking pot.
Loves it.
Yeah, my man was sitting there watching For Colored Girls. And got a crazy idea in his head.
That's wrong. No.
Twerksbury, Massachusetts. My man lives in Twerksbury. It gets a little antsy. Frank Harrison, a 46-year-old Massachusetts man, was jailed Sunday after he allegedly tried to rape a woman, but ended up with several well-armed lumps on his head instead.
His new name.
Oh, I'm going to show you the picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the picture. He looks like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Wacko.
Oh, dude. I mean, he literally got lumps on his head.
I believe that.
According to Twerksbury's police officers, they were dispatched in an extended stay hotel early Sunday morning after receiving reports about a man who appeared to be suffering from serious head trauma.
You think? That is a lump.
Oh, yeah, she. Yeah.
Don't touch me, Harrison.
Arriving officers eventually learned that Harrison received several lumps and cuts to his head after he allegedly entered a woman's motel room with a knife and attempted to rape her. When Harrison refused to let the woman leave the room, she reportedly grabbed a cooking pot and cracked him in the skull several times before fleeing the scene. Harrison was booked into jail and charged with kidnapping, assault to rape while armed, and indecent assault and battery.
Peppermint.
She hooked his ass up something nice. She hooked him up something real.
Got that Ike treatment.
Look at the picture.
Ooh. He got caught.
Remember when dude would get hit with the anvil and the lump would grow?
Yeah.
He's got him.
He got fat.
Yeah. This dude has been beat to death. We're going to get that in the truth, too.
Up there on the web. And again, everybody, thank y'all again for tuning in with True Buzz. Be back with Candace, Producer Supreme. And this is our 100th episode, man. So, again, thanks everybody for listening, tuning in. And we got a caller.
Yeah. 7739790. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
All right.
773.
773-790. Got something you want to say to Truth Brothers?
Hey, BFF, it's me.
Mook, hey.
What up, Jay?
It's Mookie. It's me. Hi. Happy 100th show.
Thanks, Mook. Appreciate it, babe. That's what's up.
Hi, Candace. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Y'all was just way too funny right now. But first of all, she should have killed that man. There's too many things wrong with that story. First of all, he's at a motel alone by himself. That's rapey, number one. Number two, she's in a motel with a frying pan. What's going on in this situation? What is she cooking in the motel? Does she also have a hot plate? I need to know everything about this. What's making Polish sausages when he came to the door?
You know what happened here? The man, the woman likes to make s'mores late at night. And my man likes to lurk around extended stays. looking for date in Twerksbury. We know how we get down in the Twerksbury, don't we?
What's crazy is she got a point. Like, why do you
right.
have a frying
pan? Yes, she do.
Why do you have a frying pan in a motel?
Yeah. Sells frying pans. That's her job. She's a frying pan salesman.
She works for Bake-Co.
Right.
Not Cut-Co.
Bake-Co, right. And she was just about to put her wares away. Creepy came in the window.
Didn't mean to wake you, but it's time. And I have no contraception.
Nope. Too rapey. Way too rapey for me. Whole situation is wrong. Nothing about that adds up.
Okay. Crazy.
I don't like no part.
Yeah, they make paper peppermints up and you never know.
There you go.
So, hey,
right.
Shout out, thanks, Mook, for calling in, man. I know you listening, man. I appreciate that. That's my Z right there. That's my girl, man. 100 grand. Oh my God, that was funny.
Yeah, I mean he got whooped. We gonna put the,
yeah,
we gotta get that picture up,
there,
up in there.
I'm actually putting the Drake picture up on our in our Terrible Truth now, and I'm gonna go right over there and grab Lump Lumps, and I'm gonna put his in there. But definitely, man, you guys got to check out The Terrible Truth on our Facebook page. All our crazy stories are in there. You can go on our Instagram, hashtag Terrible Truth.
There you go. Just to prove all of our stories are absolutely real.
Yeah, no doubt. And to get right back into that real quick, you thought that was crazy. What was yours at? Twerksville what?
Twerksville, Massachusetts.
Oh, well, we're going to go about...
Where they, that's where it started.
We're going to go about 3,000 miles south. 10-year-old put on in cage on Pennsylvania Highway, and the parents are charged. Now, here you might say, hey, how is that bad? I'm going to learn you how. And if you said that, it might be a problem with you. But
who knows? Maybe sometimes. Quit squirming.
First off, they got a two-seat F-150, right?
Well, there you go. There you go. Let's go on vacation. Everybody climbing the F-150. Not you, Excludy.
Yeah.
We got a special spot for you.
Get in your wolf basket. And they put the baby. I'm going to put this picture up. She's in a cage on the back of the F-150. Well, you know, they strapped it down. You know,
because they care. Because we care. We love you enough to strap you down.
But we ain't putting no snacks when we go into the Golo back there. You're not getting nothing. Don't ask.
And the dog was in the back seat. The dog was in the back seat.
I'm putting this bitch up, man. A 10-year-old girl.
10. I'll be damned if I buy a cage. Get your ass in there.
Put your knees to your chest.
So what told you to keep growing? Damn. Damn.
Tuck your ass and get in
there. Damn, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Goldbergs decide to go on vacation. Forget taking the Explorer. Let's take the F1. Who was their travel agent who helped them plan that vacation?
Dude, you know what's crazy?
Top of the morning to y'all. I know the Explorer's not working, but why? You put so much money into this vacation. Why throw away your money? Take the F-150.
It's built forward tough.
It's built forward tough, and put the 10-year-old in the cage.
She won't mind.
Lou out.
Who's got my floor door?
Damn it, open my floor door.
Neil Carter, give me... open my damn floor door.
Give me a fucking break and open that door. Hey, yes, Neil Carter is in hell. Yes, she is.
Dude, we have lost all... that's so wrong, man.
Oh.
Neil Carter's in hell working the devil's floor door.
I'm gone 1 month, and y'all right back at it. 1 month.
Hey. Hey. Damn.
You ever seen Neil Carter?
Dude.
She's put up many a shaky.
Of course. Who has it?
Dude.
She's put many
I
a shakies out of business.
She bought an Orange Julius just to have in her house. I need an Orange Julius.
Put that Orange Julius in the backyard. Don't tell me you can't give me a break.
You know how many times I had to shake all this for? No, you're putting that Orange Julius in there. And I want the Neil Carter Big Mac Bacon Burger.
Just because I had to shake in front of that old white man. She killed that old man.
You think she put it on?
She killed that old man just shaking around.
That's so bad. That's so bad. He was like, hey.
818-514-1202.
She makes great.
Neil Carter in hell. I like that's
yeah,
a great.
She gonna be waiting on y'all asses.
Oh, we go. Oh.
She gonna be waiting.
We've already acknowledged that we're going there. We accept it, and that's fine.
And if he doesn't have a floor door detail, he will when we get there.
Oh yeah, I think I'll open it, and you're right. You're gonna be closing the floor door. That's just
damn
it.
Damn yeah. Man.
That's how it's.
Good.
Oh,
he,
I didn't even read.
He hit the gate. All right, Devon. Get it going. Ray turn that foul.
Lucifer on up the morning. I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer on up the morning.
Hey, man. Now, Richard Pryor, get my mic on.
Nah, the lipstick goes on last. But the thing goes in first. Y'all didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Richard
Check
Pryor.
Out Richard
oh,
Pryor.
Oh, my God.
Pryor Jr.'s son's gay.
Yes, Richard Pryor Jr. Check him
this
out.
This man, real
he
quick.
He made a play.
Called The Lipstick Goes On Last.
That's true.
That's
Google it.
Yeah,
we're not lying. True Brothers would never lie to you.
If you don't believe us, and I know Mookie's one to Google a lot, go Google Lipstick Goes On Last, but the penis goes in first. Google that and see what happens. Well, don't Google that last part. You might get more than what you want. Turn your safe search on. But
that's wrong.
My bad.
That's wrong.
So I didn't even finish the 10-year-old
girl. Yeah, go ahead and finish your story.
Oh, I got backtracked. A 10-year-old girl was put in a dog cage as her parents drove along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, leading to some shocking moments and for fellow motorists and charges for the girl's parents. Here's what's crazy. You saw the little girl in there. You see her in the dog cage, and y'all decide to stop and take pictures. Whatever. The incident happened.
Well, it's the Grand Canyon.
And look
Let's
at
stop
that.
And take pictures.
The incident
you
happened.
You think she needs to stretch? No, she'll be all right.
She'll be fine. That cage looks, and they gave her a little doggy bowl. She'll be cool. The incident happened at close to 7 p.m. on Monday in Millvale, Pennsylvania, a little outside of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Day events. I'm sorry. The incident took place while the highway was filled with holiday travelers returning back from. Oh, that was
Labor Day.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Returning
yeah.
back from Labor Day, police said they received several phone calls on their other motorists who saw the 10-year-old giving police a description of the truck and the girl. The first call came to Pennsylvania State Police shortly after 7 p.m. with the motorist reporting seeing a girl in a dog cage in a bed of a pickup. They were just wrong all the way around. Another call came a few minutes later, giving the police a description of the pickup along with the license plate number. Yep, and I bet it said, "Keep my daughter back." License plate. Police found the registration of the truck and directed local authorities to Millville. The police were able to catch up to the truck near the couple's home, where they found a 10-year-old girl in a cage with a small dog. Now get in there with your brother.
Oh, y'all are foul.
The police charged the parents who put 10-year-old girl in a dog cage, the girl's mother, 29-year-old Abby Carlson, and stepfather, 30-year-old Thomas Fischinger.
It's always the stepfather, ain't it?
Who gave her the idea. Now, they didn't say that in here. I'm just saying. And facing charges of endangerment and the child of the welfare of a child. The mother snapped a photo of the 10-year-old in the cage, one that ended up posted on the internet on Tuesday. It showed the young girl cowering in a small cage, unable to...
And they didn't even strap the cage down.
Unable to sit up fully.
You know what? I'll be damned. I just got this bowling ball. I'll be damned. I leave it in the back to get rained on. Put that kid in the back. Put my bowling ball in the back seat there.
Hicks and Redness.
Right. He goes into the court. Looks at the wife. Don't worry, baby. I got this. Yes, Your Honor. We'll defend ourselves. Hicks and Rednecks are the jury. Do I look like a man that don't care? I just got a brand new bowling ball.
The bag was suede. What did you want me to do? Her jacket was rain repellent. Luau. Fish to the driver of the pickup told police that they were returning from his mother's house in nearby Beaver County. The parents said the 10-year-old was put in the cage because she wanted to be with the dog.
That's it. I'm done. That's enough.
I'm done.
Oh,
I am done. You dirty bastard. That's wrong, man.
Candace.
That is a hot mess.
And letting you guys know.
That is a hot mess.
The picture and the story is now up on the Terrible Truth site. So, yeah, we got another caller coming in.
We got another caller. 708-259. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm sure, Mr. DJ, you recognize the number. You have a special caller. Hey,
okay.
Say hi, DJ.
Yeah, hey, everybody who's listening, brothers, we appreciate you.
I
know. I love my little.
But Mike decided he wants to talk to DJ while he's on the radio, so...
Right. Well, thanks.
Hey, hi.
Okay, there we go. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the love. That was so sweet. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That was sweet.
Thanks for listening, though.
Everybody's wishing us good wishes on our 100th show. That's awesome.
That's awesomeness, man. So, yeah. But, nah, shout out to everybody, man, listening by phone or whatever like that. We appreciate that.
Now, the parents, on the other hand.
Yeah,
the parents. Let's put the kid in the cage.
Absolutely.
That's beyond words, man.
The dad, though.
The dad.
The
stepdad.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Good old step. Thank you, stepdad, for making stepdads look good everywhere.
And let's to clear it up, they don't have melanin in their skin. Let's just say that.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm
not.
Nah,
yeah,
I feel better,
justify.
I guess. And, wow.
Hey, man, I figured that sparked something, but guess it didn't. Okay.
Well, no. Evil is evil.
Really?
Really?
You never heard of black balls?
I hope the parents get put in the cage for life.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah, you know what was matter of fact, we a hundred shows in.
Uh-huh.
What was one of your best Terrible Truth stories?
Oh man, one of my you asking,
Candace,
the tame cheetah.
Oh,
the cranker gamer park.
Yeah,
that's the one that sticks out for me. That was the funniest. That was the funniest ever.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, too. If anybody wants to hear that story, all you got to do is go to our YouTube channel at Truth Brothers 1. Look up Everybody Gets a Dose. is highlighted in that one. That was a good, because Candace was dying in that one.
Yeah,
she was cracking up. Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't hold it.
That was awesome. What about you?
Man, for me, one of my favorite Terrible Truth stories. God, it's so many, man. I would say the one we was talking about, the Jackson 5 kids, man. I mean,
Michael and Hale and Team Jack. Yeah.
That's
we're going to get that out as a clip soon. That's a classic. Yeah.
That was probably one of my favorite ones. What you got, man?
One of my favorite is the Pooski Poodle Soup. Pooski Poodle Soup.
You've been talking
we was, what, maybe 4 or 5 shows
we
in. That was awesome.
We didn't have a formula down at all at that time, man.
Yeah, Pooski
Poodle
Soup.
It was still called
Soup.
Wacky News at that point, man. So, and y'all.
Yeah. Oh, we almost. First hour. You got the trivia question there? All right.
We're going to give away the first shirt. All right. We're going to give whoever can call in, press the number one or whatever the case may be. We're going to give you guys a T-shirt. The trivia question that I got is, okay. What's my Devon alter ego? As far as my newscaster, what's his name?
Well, there you go. Let's just give a shirt away.
How do you know anybody? Nobody knows that.
Right. Okay.
I only say it in the beginning of this portion of the two, you know. Well, no, I don't even say
yeah,
this.
There's
is
a
blank,
whole YouTube
blank,
clip
terrible
on
truth.
Him. But we got you.
Yeah. The dude actually interviewed Joe Oliver. There you
Look
go.
Look it up. Call in. Win yourself a T-shirt.
There you go. If you can call in and say whoever that dude is, you'll win the brand new design Truth Brothers T-shirt.
There you go.
All right. And I'm putting the Drake girl up on our.
You're putting her up now. That's
She's
great.
Actually up now, and yeah, we're moving right along. If you guys want to see the girl who tattooed Drake on her forehead, go to our the Truth Brothers Radio. Go to our join the Terrible Truth group. Get right in there.
There you go.
So
there you go. And we're gonna get ready to go on the hour two of our 100th show. We're going to just keep the party moving. It's an open forum. Anybody can call to say anything you want, talk about anything, bring anything you want up. It's all good today. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hey, yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks the hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all of vain, feel like a wall of pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your face. Yeah. We make the square stance and get the...
Truth Brothers Radio.
Siri, I got it in a guitar.
May I suggest an African drum?
Siri, what's a good restaurant nearby?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I'm a vegan, Siri.
They have watermelon.
What's a good place to hike around here?
There is a basketball court 3 blocks east. Crack rock available on the south corner.
Siri, play my Coldplay Running Next.
Playing at Niggas in Paris.
Siri, play my Coldplay Next.
Siri, what's my schedule for today?
Appointment with your parole officer.
Siri, I've never been to jail.
Paternity test, followed by rap battle.
Look, Siri.
Swag. Swag.
I don't get
swag.
It. Swag. Siri, what did I schedule? Give my mother.
Swag. I thought your penis would be bigger.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers, doing our 100th show. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Candace?
Oh,
there you go.
As you know, we are standing by in the chat room for your questions and comments.
She remembers.
I do. Yeah.
That was
I just didn't know who was saying it now. I didn't want to step on nobody's toes. You know.
Well,
it's always your
spot. But I came prepared.
It's always your spot. And everybody, as you can tell, back to visit us is the producer supreme.
Yay! I haven't got a chance. I haven't had that chance to do my yell, my Candace yell.
Yeah. Oh, get it out.
Candace! There you go.
Yay!
There you go. Cool. So,
no, but I've missed you guys.
So how's everything going on that end before we jump into the second hour? How's
right.
everything on your end?
Right. What is it like being captain of industry?
Busy. Extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's going well on that front. You know, I'm thankful. I'm happy. I miss you guys terribly, though. And I can tell you all have not been properly supervised.
Oh, no. Nah.
At all.
Oh.
Hey. At all.
What you do when your parents are away on vacation?
There you go.
Go to that house party.
Put people in cages.
There you go.
And, yeah, we have been, yeah, it has definitely ticked up a notch since. But you're still here in spirit and in apologies.
Oh, yeah. Even actually said the exact same thing. Like, boy, Candace leaves, and y'all just decide to say, yeah, we can say what we want now, but, you know. We try to, you know, we got to make up for you not being here in some form. But we figure, why not give it to eight?
There you go. And the demand for you have just been enormous. So,
yeah. So, shout out.
Oh, and I appreciate that, my listeners. I've really missed you guys. So, but I'm glad to be here. 100 episodes in. You guys should really be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Still doing your thing.
Oh, there you go. And, yeah, that's because, hey, this was your idea.
Actually, yes, since we're going to walk
it
down.
It was.
Magical trip down memory lane, man. This is this all formulated from the producer Supreme's brain. We were just, me and Ray were just, hey, we like talking, we're doing our thing, just talking and, you know, whatever. And she was like, you know, y'all two kind of. You should put those talents together and do something with it. And
yeah. And then she the one who discovered internet radio, because she was like, y'all should just do something on the internet. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
And she knew.
Yeah, truth be told. That's what we should have talked second hour.
Truth be told.
That would have been cool. But anyway.
I like that.
Yeah. That, 100
yeah.
show.
Here we go. Right. 100 show. No, that could have been her spinoff.
Truth be told.
Truth be told, with Candace.
Nah. nah,
yeah,
man. I ask y'all a question. Of everything we've done in these past 100 shows or whatever, on and off the air, whatever, what thing stands out to you the most?
We'll let the producer Supreme go first.
Don't put me on the spot. There's a lot of stuff to go back over.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. Go ahead, Candace.
No, I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Well, for me, it was actually going on WVON, man. That was like one of the best days of our life, man. Oh, well, mine. Going to WVON, getting to sit down with Perry Small and be on, you know, 1690. That was off the chain to me, man. I thought that was one of the coolest things ever.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, for me, one of the best moments was something that actually nobody ever got to hear, and that's when we were practicing doing this and we were making demos. And one of I think our all time best shows. As a matter of fact, I'm real tempted to digitize that one and play it as one of the best ofs one day. Is when we did the show about the Kick Crew.
Oh,
about
yeah.
the dude
yeah.
you was telling a story about the dudes
yeah.
who running around and would randomly kick people in the balls and then post it on YouTube for fun. And that show, oh my God, that was hilarious.
If we ever put a compilation of stuff together, man.
Yeah, we might do that.
Our early, before we even heard about internet radio, our early just little demo tapes, like tapes, when we sat next to a radio and recorded with mics, that type of thing, tapes, man. Though we did that. Wow.
Yeah, to practice. On how we wanted
wow.
the show to feel and look, and yeah, and
that was
and
years ago,
yeah,
man,
yeah, because I was saying so. I believe in what the military called perfect practice. You practice in a scenario as though everything is real, and then when it's time to get real, it will translate over, and it did, man. Because if anyone ever got to hear any of our demos, man, it's not that dissimilar from the actual show.
Put it like this. I'm going to be honest. From our very, very first show. Oh, we didn't ask. You just blew past Ken.
No, I told mine. I'm going to get back to the producer.
We, from our very, very first show up until our current show, man, it's so much growth in between those shows, man, between the way we structured things, the way
yep.
we did it, the way we coming about it now. It's so much more organized because we came out. We and you thought we could just do what we do just by sitting down and talking,
mm-hmm.
and that would, you know, translate. But, nah, it's actually, we thought it wouldn't be
hard. It was still a growth and evolution.
Yeah, no
yeah.
doubt.
But,
no
I mean,
doubt.
The basic structure is still the same. The way we come on,
yeah.
the commercials, the basic concept has always been there from the get-go. It took about 10 shows in before we got the sound effects down.
True.
And, oh, that was a great show because that's when we got our first troll.
Yeah.
Our 10th show, we got our first troll, and then he got just tore up.
Because that's what we do.
Because that's what we do.
All right.
Candace. Yeah. Candace.
Okay. I think my favorite show would have to be The State of Hip Hop when we had Minister Zenaru on.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was great. And for those who know me, I'm a hip-hop head, so that was right up my alley. I mean, we've done so many great things. I mean, from the Trayvon shows to the Venus versus Mars,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, our topics have run the gambit.
No doubt.
So, and I think we come up with a lot of the most diverse topics. You know, most things people, you know, you talk about in barbershops and, you know, at the water cooler at work, but you don't hear people really talking about it in the way that we do. So,
yeah,
you guys are doing your thing.
Yeah, yeah, and I love the way we were able to get in front of a lot of stuff because what if anybody want to go back and look our show on Scandal and that show mm-hmm. we beat. A lot of mainstream radio finally doing talks about Scandal, and we beat Essence. We beat Essence
yeah.
by a week. Essence ended up putting her on the cover and doing an article on that show, but we beat them all to that,
Damn.
And I'm proud of that.
No doubt. Yeah, that's crazy. I could get in that, but I wasn't talking over this dude. But real, it, you know what's crazy, though? Like, I've always been that dude. If you guys go back and listen to that show about what we did on the Scandal behind Scandal, I remember all names.
Right.
I for one, the world like stops when Scandal comes on.
It does.
And
it does.
I'm the dude who has not. Let me rephrase that. I saw the first. I guess I don't know when the first season started with Scandal, but I saw up until when she met the president, up until they had like a bug in their room and that they were recording.
That was like the
something.
Second season. The actual first season started. As a like a summer replacement, just to see if it would work, and it took off, and then they.
No, I mean like, well, let me say, I started from when the when she came in the off and the I
right when they were telling the story of how they met.
Yeah, that's when I came in, and I was like, I'm one of the dudes. I can't get into Scandal. I can't.
Right.
It's
not your cup of tea.
It's not right. And I want to like it because the world stops for it. I want to really like Scandal, but I can't. And it's amazing. It's crazy that I say that because I was going through the internet earlier today, and they had two reasons why a lot of black men can't stand the TV show Scandal, right? So I'm reading this. And I'm going to read some things I saw in here. It says the TV show Scandal created by Shonda Rhimes has become enormously popular among women, especially black women. Large Facebook groups have been created around the show, and everyone seems to love it. But there seems to just be just as many people who dislike the show for a variety of reasons. So without judging one way or the other, we thought we'd give you a list of reasons that a lot of black men can never bring themselves to watch it. One, Olivia Pope is the president's mistress, not his wife. For all the flack that black men get for not respecting black women, it's hard for some men to see women so emotionally supportive of a situation that on the surface appears to be stereotypically sad. But to some, Olivia is a strong, intelligent woman who is capable of making her own decisions. Also, there are plenty of women who have relationships that don't quite fit the box. In fact, some would say the standard marital relationships are far less interesting and scandalous, quote unquote, than the ones involving hot sex with the forbidden person you aren't supposed to be with anyway. That's one reason.
Let the producer supreme get in on that one. You got any comment on that one? Because that episode we had about, we covered that. That was like one of the first things we
did.
Yeah. Okay. Ken, you want to elaborate on the next one?
Go ahead. Go
not next. Really.
Right. Second reason was, I think this is the only one, I don't know, but whatever. The second, it reminds people of slavery. Remember when the powerful massa kept his black woman on his side and maybe even loved her, but was always afraid of telling anyone about it. Just like the president in this show, he often kept his wife by his side, keeping his relationship respectable in the eyes of the public.
Jefferson.
The fact that Olivia turned down the president's offer to be with him, to be with her full time might help some people feel more comfortable about the relationship that makes sense. Relationship experts say that the person who does the dumping typically feels better about the situation than the person who was getting dumped. But what would change if the situation were the other way around?
Yeah, great. Hey,
long story short, yeah. Olivia Pope,
and it was advantageous to the plot of the show, and also saying that you're a sitting president in office, you can't dump the first lady to take on your black mistress. America ain't having that.
They ain't ready for that.
America wouldn't be ready for that if that was a white woman. The president don't get to dump the first lady in office to pick up his dip. Don't matter what, if she was polka dot, it don't matter.
That's not
good form, sir. No.
Long story short, the question is: is Olivia Pope empowered or free or harmful to the soul? You be the judge. Feel free to tell us how you feel on the show about the show. So, anybody out there listening, man, who actually watched Scandal, you know, how do you feel about it?
We got a couple of stories we can throw out there about a lot of stuff. So anything you feel like talking about, 818-514-1202.
And that question is still out there.
Am I still muted?
Oh, no, man. Why
there
would
you?
Go.
Yeah. There. Let loose.
Oh, no, I'm mad now because when I was letting loose, I was muted.
Oh, we sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's old now.
Never old.
It's old, that devil man.
Okay. But, no.
Curious.
Like we was about to say, man, the actual question to get your free T-shirt is out there. What's the name of Devon's newscaster?
Alter Ego for the terrible truth.
Ron Burgundy.
Hey, guys. I think you guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to throw out a suggestion.
Yes.
You're giving away T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Throw out some questions about the YouTube clips. Who are real fans? Let's get some trivia in that. They want a shirt. We're 100 episodes in. Let's see how good they really are.
Mm. Ray had another question he was going to ask.
No, that's a good idea. I tell you what. for two T-shirts.
There you go.
You answer this question, you get two T-shirts. You'll get a Keep Calm Truth Brothers Radio T-shirt and one of our standard T-shirts. If you can answer this question, what was our first YouTube clip? Simple.
Really?
Yeah. Get on there and look it up. The date's being there. What was our first YouTube clip? 818-514-1202. No. Yeah. The first one we made. I won't give that twist because, okay. Yeah. Actually, the troll that trolled us in our 10th show that we just tore to hell, he actually enjoyed that, and he was actually responsible for giving us our first YouTube clip, and he named it what Candace told him, because Candace told him, say it with Jess. He named it that because of Candace.
Absolutely.
So. But most of our people fall in love with Candace.
Yeah, the very first. Yeah, I think she was the first one to get the actual call from a fellow Blog Talk host.
Yeah.
Who just infatuated.
Called out the blue and called trying to mack the can
with his smoking jacket on.
Lord have mercy. It was not like that.
Nope.
Yeah.
They call me Lohan.
He did. And our second one who called us Ghetto Government Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And he called talking about that sweet sounding Candace, googly moogly.
He so did, man. God, it has been a long roll, but I cannot believe all that.
He sure did.
She has had quite the following.
Candace.
She has had quite the doozy of people. But it even goes on. Man, I'm thinking about all the people who's actually been on here, man. All the mishaps we done had on these shows. Man.
Oh my God. What about when we had. We get B. Cole on the show.
Yep.
The biggest guest we've ever had. We lay out the studio for him.
He comes in. Not
from his busy schedule in Hollywood. Leaves Hollywood to do the Truth Brothers show with us. And the internet promptly went to pieces.
Because it's like that. Dude, that went horribly bad. Our 1 year. That went bad.
The episode dropped out.
You know what? Just kill it all. Well, we got another caller coming in.
I think we do. I think we got someone who wants to answer the trivia question. So 706-527. You're on with the Truth Brothers.
Oh, my God. We're not being ignorant. You're fucking just being ignorant.
Where? No.
Oh.
Hold on. Don't you mute that. That's radio, baby. Play that.
Fucking chicken is cold.
Did you say effing chicken?
I'm sorry.
I can clear.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
That smells like a little bit of DV going on
just,
over there.
That was just for the free.
That's dope. A little bit of DV going on, and I like it. Domestic violence. Let's let it happen.
Damn it, I'm trying to listen to the Truth Brothers, and you keep interrupting.
Quit bringing the cold. What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
Put you in a cage next.
You ain't getting it every time.
I'm going to be snoring tonight.
Every Monday, you pull this.
Every Monday, I'm trying to listen to the Truff Roll.
Milton, did you take my Truff Brothers donut? I'd slap you, you orange flavor.
Every time they do the Lucifer joke, here you come.
In here. Damn, what I wouldn't give for a float over your ass.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's happening, man? What I miss, man? What I miss, I'm sorry.
So you got a thing going on back there.
Everything cool?
Yeah, everything cool, man. Everything good. Just had a lot going on at one time. What's going on, though? Hold on, I'm about to go outside. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hey, yo, I want to talk about that story that y'all told me that happened in Millville. Yeah, that's right down the street from me. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's, like, literally right down the street from me. So,
oh, the girl in the cage?
No, I think.
Yeah.
The cage girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in Millville. That's down the street. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, like, that's right down the road where I live at. You know what I mean? So, I didn't know that happened. I didn't even watch the news and know that happened. Like, that's crazy.
The truth, brothers, tell the truth stories are real, people. We
there
ain't got
go.
A lie. Told you.
There you go. You probably seen that F-150 100 times.
Right.
Probably have. Never knew it.
All right.
Never knew it.
Blue, have you seen a blue F-150 with a dead child in the back?
What? What? Be dead, dude.
Dude, if you put it in the cage, you're not feeding.
That's called a school cage.
Let's just be real. If she's in a cage, you're not feeding her. So,
No food. A lot of air, though.
Oh, plenty of air. Maybe a hamster bottle, something that you can there. Maybe a little bit of feed every once in a while. Simios.
Don't give me none of that. The water's still clear. I ain't got to change nothing.
Purify. You better spit and wipe that nozzle off. That's wrong.
There you go.
That's
why,
wrong.
Yeah, why is Candace so quiet today? Hey, Candace, you there? Is she still here?
No, she's there. Here she is.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're quiet.
No, it's out of my control, actually.
Oh.
Devon,
okay.
Really?
It has you on mute. It has you on mute.
Yeah.
Mute.
Devon.
Devon?
No, okay, this is happening.
Really?
Yeah, the baby's there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking to Devon.
Yeah, no, Candace, the baby's there. Look, 100, if you put the baby in the cage, you can't tell me you feeding her when you supposed to. It's at least sporadic, at least. You might wake up on a Wednesday and say, ooh, damn, forgot, got to feed the baby. Hump day. You wait for the Hamel commercial, the camel commercial, so you can feed. You be like, every time the camel commercial you come on, you know the Safe Farm, whatever.
Yeah, what day is this? Hey, Mike, don't
Mike,
do me like that.
Do
what
me
day
like
is this?
Hump day. You know what I like. Oh, that's right. Let's go feed the pack mule. Whatever.
What? Wow.
Really,
wow.
Candy. You,
wow.
You, Candy, if you, baby, hey, I speak her regularly.
What is going down
in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, it is going down.
Hey, Moby, Jack Reacher, just go watch the movie, see how you like it. Elbows.
What the hell? What?
Just saying.
Y'all got a party going on
over
there.
Going on over there that we hearing.
Nah. Oh, my bad. That's my best friend. She's a little upset about something. That's all. Something happened. A little upset. It's cool. It's nothing. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I live.
Oh, it's all good, bro. It's that government shutdown.
Everybody's mad.
Damn it. I want my check. Check this out. I'm going to give y'all a little quick story before we go to a break. Check this out. During the government shutdown, there's a man, Republican from Nebraska, Lee Terry. This is what he told reporters about the government shutdown. He said he needs his check to pay for his nice house. Damn this government shutdown.
You can miss me.
You can miss me. With that no money shit. I'm sorry. That's what he said. I swear to God. Check it out. Hold on. Republican Terry Lee, a Republican from Nebraska, representative, he said this week that there is no way he's giving up his salary during the government shutdown. Damn straight. He said when asked by Omaha World News Bureau whether he would keep his paycheck, about 800,000 public servants are furloughed during the government shutdown, and they'll only receive back pay when Congress authorized it. They authorized it over the weekend, so they will get back pay when they decide to open the government up. But in the meantime, they get nada, nothing. Zilch. So check this out. He said, even if Congress does approve the retroactive checks, they could be delayed for some time, depending on how long it takes for the government to reopen. Many government workers who have spoken with sources like the Huffington Post said that any delay would be hard on them since they need the money to pay bills.
Right.
The salaries of members of Congress, as well as that of the president, comes from another source of funds that are not affected by the shutdown. So most members of Congress are getting their pay, and they earn about $174,000 a year. While more than 100 lawmakers said that they will donate their salaries to charity during the government shutdown, the vast majority of them do not have any plans to do this. So Terry is not alone. Many holdouts say that they believe that giving up their paychecks is a gimmick that actually won't resolve the impasse. Terry, however, was more blunt than most. This is what my man said. Whatever gets them good press, Terry said, that members of Congress give up their salary. That's all going to be good. God bless them. But you know what? I've got a nice damn house and a kid in college. And I'll tell you that I cannot handle it giving my paycheck back. I earned it, and that's not going to fly. You can miss me with all of that charity crap. I need me money.
There it is. Candy.
This is disrespectful.
Yeah.
If you're in love with you, disrespectful. Like, that is just disrespectful, love.
It
like,
is.
That is true shit disrespectful, like. Oh, my God. This world is going. Okay. This is all I understand about this government shutdown shit. I got to ask this question. I'm going to ask y'all this question. I don't understand it. I'm not a political, or whatever you want to call it person. Okay. I vote, and that's it. Okay, so I'm trying to understand this. Okay, so they shut down. Everybody's screwed over right now, right? Y'all just explained that it's back pay and all this here. Now, I'm trying to understand how are they blaming this? How are they saying this is Obama's fault? They're saying it like Obama is this, like he's stuck on one thing, he's stuck on his word. How is this his fault? Like, what does this have to do with him? Because if I'm right, don't he get outvoted on a lot of shit?
All right. That is an excellent question, and we're going to answer it, but we're going to answer it after this break. So when we come back from this break, we'll answer your question. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. The hip. The hippie. I'm ripping in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. And let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables throw. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Overthrowing a crop. Big old bronze. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass. Start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted. Acting ill and fixing. Picking. The victim at random. Slamming them. Tracking to the
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you suffer from nose itch? Do you find yourself having to blow, wipe, even pick? These are symptoms of a common but serious condition called dried nasal mucus, commonly known as boogers. If you'd prefer to use a pill rather than a tissue, prescription Superfluous helps to correct this problem. While taking Superfluous, you may not be able to sleep, eat, drink, stand, sit, walk, smile, laugh, speak, function, breathe, or wake up. Other side effects include nausea, diarrhea, bloating, flatulence, weight gain, migraines, mood swings, drastic change in libido, frequent urination, fatigue, or in other words, pregnancy. Other side effects can include internal hemorrhaging, heart rupture, brain rupture, rabies, loss of eyesight or smell, loss of eyesight and smell, spontaneous combustion, and slow, horrific, painful, tragic, avoidable death. In rare cases, Superfluous can cause dry nasal mucus to worsen, which can lead to asphyxiation. People who eat food should not take Superfluous. If you commit suicide, discontinue use immediately and dial 911. Stop boogers today. Undermine the fact your doctor spent half their life in medical school, diagnose yourself, and ask him or her about the Superfluous prescription drug, Superfluous.
And we're going to go ahead and answer that terrific question that we had just got about what's going on with this government shutdown. Check it out. The nation is literally being held hostage by a rogue group of Republicans known as the Tea Party. They're shutting down the government because they don't want you, the public, to take advantage of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. They figure that if they shut the government down and use that as a delaying tactic, that they'll be able to negotiate some type of settlement that will stop or delay Obamacare long enough for them to get through the midterm elections. Simple as that, because if they find out, if you get Obamacare and you find out how wonderful it is and how much it's going to help you, then you're not going to be willing to really vote Republican or vote against all these people who told you how rotten it was and how it was going to hurt you.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Candace, you back on too. So, sorry. So
there you have it.
It's all about Republicans wanting to hold on to seats. They looked at the history. When Social Security came out from President Roosevelt, it got him reelected 6 times. And they don't want to see the same thing happen. Not that the president can get reelected, because he can only get reelected once. But they know that because of, like, Social Security, the Democratic Party held on to the House and Senate for, like, 50 years. And they don't want to see the same thing happening. They don't want to see the same thing happening again. So that's one of the reasons why they're trying to do this crazy tactic. And they don't care how much it's going to hurt people. They don't care about the 800,000 that's out there and not getting paid right now. They're not concerned with that.
There you go again.
You go.
Okay. So why don't they just shoot these rogue? Isn't rogue like another word for I'm not going to say terrorists, but I'm going to say mutiny. Ain't that like a mutiny? Like, can't they get outvoted and get...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, bro. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I hit that by mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, isn't that like a mutiny? So, like, can't they get outvoted or something like that and put on a plank and shot or killed or something? Like,
You're asking as a treatment. And, you know, you got a point. It kind of is treasonous. But look at it like this. When the president got elected in his first term, the night of the inauguration, key members of the Republican Party met at a restaurant in D.C. We're talking about Bitch McConnell, Boehner, Paul Ryan, and some others, all got together and they came up with this plan that they wasn't going to let the president get a victory with anything. They wasn't going to try. They were going to try to delay him, and they called it. We are going to do Taliban-like tactics in delaying the president. So basically what they were saying is they were going to be treasonous to the country, and they didn't care if they take the country down. That's why they tried to oppose him on everything, even stuff that made sense to them, like the Affordable Care Act. Actually, that came from the Heritage Foundation. The actual nuts and bolts of the way the Affordable Care Act worked came from the Heritage Foundation, which is a Republican think tank. It's really a facet of what Mitt Romney did when he was the governor of Massachusetts. And they just basically took their plan and presented it, and they opposed their own plan. They will oppose anything that Obama is for. That's why they didn't care about bombing Syria.
And Obama brought that up during his reelection campaign he did this year when he was going against Mitt Romney. He brought it up like, dude, the Obamacare Act that you're so against was the same act that you used in Massachusetts, so why are you so far against it? And if you go back, he never really gave a decent answer to that at all. He just said, because it's yours. That's pretty much all he did.
Because it came from you, Darkie.
And he said it worked out well from where you are. Why can't we use it?
Pretty much. That's exactly how it went down. And I mean, when it came to bombing Syria, usually Republicans are for bombing anybody with a dark face, and most of them wasn't down for it this time. Why? Because Obama was for it. Notice they didn't even want to give him credit for killing Osama bin Laden. They tried to shift the credit to Bush in some type of way.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
We got you, man. You there. So, yeah.
My bad. I have my phone in my pocket.
It's good, but yeah, you know, people out there got to remember. You got to remember this simple fact: democracy functions off of participation. If you do not participate, if you do not keep up with the facts and the issues of the day, you can easily get led astray. And the reason that these rogue factions are even in power right now, or even in the Congress and the Senate right now, is because we didn't vote in the 2010 midterm elections. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about all facets of the supposed Democratic or liberal base. The homosexuals didn't come out and vote. The blacks didn't come out and vote. Women groups didn't come out and vote because everybody was supposedly so mad at how the Affordable Care Act went down because you saw what a nasty process it was for him to get that pushed through. And instead of backing him, you didn't come out and vote. And all these Tea Party people got in there.
I would say a lot of people didn't vote because they believe that, hey, all I got to do is vote for the president and he'll handle everything from there.
Yeah,
I'll take that versus I don't think people actually care. I believe that they care. They just was like, hey, that's why we put Obama in. He can handle that. So,
well, I'll give you this. I feel what you're saying, but it was homosexual groups that came right out and said why they wasn't voting in the 2010 elections, and that was because don't ask, don't tell. Obama didn't just plain wipe it away. But he had to get rid of it in a way that the next president could not come in and implement it again. And that takes time. People don't want to do what takes time. People want it quick, easy, and clean. And politics isn't quick, easy, or clean.
Cool.
I agree with you, Ray. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you don't get out there and participate, all politics are local. If you don't get out there and care about what's going on locally in your community, you won't get a great outcome. And why do you say all politics are local? Because your representatives come from your local district. Your senator comes from your local state. So they are supposedly going there with your issues at hand that got them elected. Well, the Tea Party got in there, and their issues were stop the dark president. and they've been doing that. They've been trying to do that since they got in there. Most of them people don't have an IQ above 50, and that's why they do some of the things. Look at Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is out there and started this whole thing without an exit plan for his party to say, okay, well, let's accept, let's have an end game here. What are we going to accept as a compromise? Compromise, half of them got elected on the platform of I will not compromise. I'm going to go to a place that takes compromise to get things done, but damn it, I won't compromise. Elect me. And they got in. And this is why you see the gridlock that you see today.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, awesome. So, how y'all love y'all football season? How about that?
How about them Steelers?
I'm not a Steelers fan. I don't look. I just live here. I ain't a Steelers fan at all. I'm an Eagles fan. So, I'm gonna tell you like this. This city right here, this city is a diehard sports city. Like they love their Steelers. They love their hockey. They love their baseball. But they really love their Steelers. And like that Steeler Nation shit, it ain't niggas. It's actually 90% of that is women. Like, you would not believe how many women right now in Pittsburgh are not giving up no pussy because the Steelers is losing. Like, you don't understand what is going on in this city. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's a drought.
Yeah, it's a drought, y'all.
Wow.
Well, there you go. It's a drought.
I'm disappointed with them, too. I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm pretty disappointed with them too.
You like Ravy Ben Rollins? Grab your burger.
You know what? The last year they've been kind of falling apart. You know.
I forget.
And then this past game with the Bears just kind of totally let me down.
Yeah, cause we all know Bear fan you are, Candace. We know you love the Bears.
Really?
No, not. Yeah, no, not really.
No, that was sarcasm. Yeah. We'll see what they do. I mean, you know, it's still young. I mean, you guys got a new coach now, so I'm trying to keep an open mind. I wasn't a fan while Lovey was coaching. Absolutely not. But, I'm trying to give brother a chance.
Retarded sock puppet all the time, man.
What?
Lovey looked like a retarded sock puppet. Yes, I said it.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth, Lovey. Stop. Take that out. That's not for you. That's for her.
If you don't know just what it is.
But Lovey knew and decided, oh, well.
Wow.
The tip. That's what it is. Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir! Whatever. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lovey.
I was cool with Lovey, no problem. I liked him. He wore out his welcome. He's that uncle that stays too long and starts wearing your clothes because he think they hot. That's what Lovey was.
That's what he was, uncle. Uncle that stayed too long
and took your basketball card. That's that uncle. That's the uncle who came through, saw your cards were gonna be worth some money, and took them and just went away.
Is that a Derrick Rose rookie card? Look again.
Cut me off at key time, boy.
Did you cut off?
I didn't mean to.
He's that uncle that likes to say who's streetwise. That's that uncle. That's your streetwise uncle. That's who he is.
Like, wow, look at all these DVDs. I hate having house guests over. I ain't gonna lie, because when you have too many, that's when I remember, man. I remember I had it was like a Thanksgiving or whatever, had a bunch of people by, and my cousin and one of my friends, they was finna have a knife fight. I had CDs just come up missing.
Wait. They were about to have a knife fight.
Yeah,
at the house.
At the house.
And in the process of a knife fight,
CDs came up missing. Yeah,
I think
it gets real.
I think those were gone before that fight even happened, but that's cool.
It's real.
So, yeah, but I mean, we gotta get, and we'll see how they handle Eli, and he looks like he's on the mission. So we'll see what goes on.
Yeah, whatever.
Really?
Whatever. I'm gonna get on House Guest. You like House Guest, Candace? You like House Guest? Okay. Guess not. The producer supreme has nothing to say about House Guest.
House Guest.
Well, yeah, people who come to your house and just try to take over. You ever have people come by and grab your remote and just start flipping through the channels and none of that, huh?
Me?
Yeah, I was kind of, yeah.
Oh, well, no, I was sitting here looking at never mind. But anyway, no. No,
I mean, I can go back to Moby, but Moby might start cussing and again.
Nah, it's all good. But look, no, actually, I haven't had anybody really do that. The only time I've had a situation like that was I had a friend. Yeah, one of my boys came through, and you know he. He got into it with his girl or whatever, and he was like, man, yo, I just need to crash for a night, bro. You know, can you help me out? Got you, bro. Stay in there. I'm be in his room because at that point, I had, you know, had a little lady or whatever.
Right.
And I got somebody with me. I don't want to, you know, hey, man, it's late. You can't stay here. You
right.
My boy. Hey.
Right. Here's a couch.
Here's a sectional. Stay in there. I'll be in the room, right?
Nope. No way.
My boy decided, let's go high school again and hey man, what y'all in there doing? Now at this
I'm
point,
bored.
At this point, nothing's cracking. It's just, you know, we just chilling, watching TV. But at the time, watching TV and chilling is setting up Plan B.
There you
B.
go, right?
So I can wake up in the morning and buy some Plan B too. So anyway, process. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? You know, like the show we got coming up. So. The guy says, oh, man, I just thought y'all was cracking. I quickly tells him, I see why she put you out. Now you can get out this one. And I told him he had to ride.
There you go. Because he hit the door. Pomeroy.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was in your hand.
Right.
Pardon me.
And then, but to sum it all up, though, I mean, lo and behold, the fact of all my aggression and masculine coming out at that time, super turned home, but hey,
I like the way you put him out.
I like the way you kicked your boy out. That says man to me. I like you.
Look at him on the. You didn't even give him his coat, and he's cold.
It's all of November 29th. Yeah. So yeah, you know, I got a little bonus points and all that for that, but nah, that's as close as I really came to like, hey man, you outweighing your welcome because I'm. You, as long as you respect the rules of the house and the boundaries, that we have no problems.
Right.
It's just, hey man, like you know, I don't want to come home and you know, I understand you can be down on your luck. Situations happen. You ain't got too much. I still just don't want to come to my crib, and I could be coming through with somebody in my house.
Right.
And you and your draws on my sectional. Don't like that.
Don't like
that.
That's
not cool. Hey, man, she cute. She got a friend. Not for you. If she did, they'd be joining me because you don't know how to handle yourself.
And you don't have a job. And that, too. See? Hey, Candace, have you ever had to put somebody out?
No.
Really?
Really? Never.
Well, Candace has, she just has that producer supreme sweet voice where she don't really just get mad at people all the time. She just...
I know. She's the peacemaker.
Right.
She comes out, boys, calm down. Everybody.
He is brownies.
Have some cheesecake and relax. It's going to be okay.
You don't like you right now.
I know.
Not funny. And you need to quit muting me.
She was about to say something. Go ahead. We listen.
No. I've never had to put anyone out.
Have you had to kick out? That's the difference.
Right.
There's a difference between putting somebody out and kicking somebody out. So have you ever had to kick somebody out?
No.
Really? Wow. You just you live that peaceful life, right?
I know. Hey, Moby, have you ever had to put somebody out?
Yes, I have.
Who?
I have had to put somebody out. It was a friend of mine's. I was back home in Columbus, Georgia. A friend of mine's. I had to put her out. You know what I'm saying? But I did it in a nice way. I just got on her nerves. Like, I just kept being smart and a-hole. I don't want to cuss. I'm sorry. I'm over cussing a lot. But I don't want to be a butthole. So I just really got on her nerves to the point where she got tired of me in my own crib. Don't ask how that works, but hey. So.
Works for you. That makes it.
Wow.
You become the villain, the ultimate. Like, you know what? I don't want you on Planet Krypton no more. So what?
Well, when you get set up like that, you should leave. I mean, that's something that should have been a given. I mean, like you said, Mommy, I understand that you didn't even know how that worked in your own crib, but that just baffles me too. Because I mean, if she can't stand you in your own crib, it's time to get a change of scenery. Like, send your own address.
Hey, look, I mean, yeah. Speaking of that, I'm glad I brought this up. I coach football. I coach Little League football, right? So one of the coaches on my squad. Okay, I started coaching three years ago. My first year, there was some parents that, you know what I'm saying, their son played on our team. So every football game, they made us sandwiches and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So one of the coaches, he was like, dang, he never went and got sandwiches because we were cool with him. So he said, you know what, next year I'm going to give me some sandwiches. So he ends up dating the one of the sons, like the sister, the mother of the son, her sister. He started dating her sister. Okay, so that year, that next season, they were together that whole season, right? Okay, so this year, they was not together. So I'm wondering why all the football games, she's mugging them, you know what I'm saying? When the sandwich time come around, I got cussed out too. Like, one day, beginning of the season, this season, I went to go ask her, can I get a sandwich? They cussed me out. They gave me the business. I'm like, what did I do to y'all? I just come up here and ask for a sandwich all the time. Like, why are y'all mad at me? And they were like, you don't pity and all da-da-da. So I get the story back. Okay, so he breaks up with this girl. But the way he breaks up with her is, okay, she wanted to move. She wanted him to move in his crib, her crib. He said, no, you can move in my crib. Okay, so she moved in his crib. And then he said in his mind it just didn't work to him. So he told her, look, you can keep this crib, just move out when you're ready, and he left until she moved out. Can y'all put some light on this?
Wow.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to move you in. Yeah, look at my TV in first bed. I'm leaving.
No, nothing about that seems right. I'm sorry. I leave that. I let the producer scream ass for that one. See, she's back. Let's put her to work.
I'm still trying to get with the sandwiches with that tied in.
I was there on that one too. That's because I was really like when he
said. But I mean, I heard the other part of it. I mean, I heard that, but.
I was with you.
I was still kind of stuck on the fence.
Yeah. Okay, so what type of sandwiches was it? Because right, I just assumed they answered. I was like,
let's not give Moby sandwiches. His friend likes to give people apartments and leave.
Oh, try.
Okay, listen. No. Okay, the sandwiches, see, he wanted sandwiches. Like, the first year I was there, it was me and his first year. I wasn't cool enough to go talk to him and get food from him. So he wanted the same treatment, But because they wasn't giving it to him. Like, the half the family wasn't giving him the same treatment about getting sandwiches. So he went and dated a sister so he can get sandwiches the next season. And that whole, that my second season, he was getting sandwiches, he was in the stands, eating chicken, eating good. You know what I mean? And he told us, he was like, look, truthfully, I got with her because of the sandwiches. And I wanted, and then she was a cool person. She's a real good person in the heart and all this, but she, there's something wrong with her. At the end of when she moved in my house, I found out something wrong with her. And she can't cook. So, like, hey, it was just the sandwiches that was really good to me, so I figured I might as well leave this because it's not worth it.
There you go. Yeah. And come to find out her sister was making the sandwiches. I'm upset. But, hey, you guess what? Renee Day just entered the chat room. She said, congratulations on our 100th show. Thank you very much. And we appreciate that. Getting love.
Wait a minute. So, wait a minute.
Love you, so, but I don't love you for your sandwiches. So you can stay here.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. So the chick who actually made the sandwiches was the sister of the woman who your boy was dating.
Yes, it was like they were like a group of people. Like they all came to this one kid's game. There's one kid named Big E. It was a family thing. They all come to this good kid's game. So it was like she made the sisters. They both sisters. It's actually like this: two grandmas. It's the grandma and the great grandma, and then it's the sister and the little sister. So it's like weird.
Okay,
so,
but the person who was making the sandwiches is not the person was front. Okay, the person who made the sandwiches was the sister, correct,
yes,
that your boy was dating?
Yes, she made sandwiches, and the other sister, the son that he basically wanted to get into the family so he could eat good every football game, point blank. This is what it is.
Okay, that's kind of how it was sounding up to me. So for a good sandwich,
it was more to say,
this man left his apartment and left her in it and said, take everything, leave when you're ready for a sandwich. I just wanted to make sure I was clear, honey. That's new. All right.
And now,
so
like,
you
this
can
whole
proceed
season,
on. I just wanted to make sure I had it.
And now this whole season, now whatever he did, it poured trickle down onto me where I can't get a sandwich. And now every game, they mugging them. You know what I'm saying? They looking at them while we're on the football field.
Tell Buddy Boy to go on Food Network and look at the sandwich king. He can make his own damn sandwich and not lose his apartment.
He didn't lose his apartment.
I get that one for free.
He didn't lose his apartment. She moved out, and he moved back in his house.
But he left it to begin with.
Yeah, he left
right?
her.
He left and then came back when she left.
Yeah, whenever she left.
He didn't have to leave at all. Sandwich King, Channel 64, Food Network. Make it happen.
I'll make sure I tell him that.
That's the irregularly scheduled program. Sorry.
All right. That's been pretty real with sandwich people.
The way she blends that peanut butter and jelly just gets me going.
And you got to set it in the microwave for 4 seconds because you don't want to burn that peanut butter.
And I don't know how the hell to do that. How do you do that?
How do you open that door and press 4 and start? You can't just do that.
You just can't get Jif all willy-nilly.
They don't melt peanuts in peanut butter. That's stupid. Who does that? Now give me that peanut melted peanut butter.
All right, and that will do it for our 100th episode of the Sandwich Hour.
My head hurts. My head hurts.
I want to thank everybody for wishing us a happy 100th show. Thank you to the producer Supreme showing up. Thanks to Moby who came and definitely made it interesting. You are truly a great brother, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks to my friend, Moby. We're out of here, Moby. We're tuning in. Everybody,
there you go. Renee Day for popping in, wishing us a happy 100 show.
Steph, I know you out there listening to it. I know y'all out there, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. I can't get everybody's name out, but, you know, Two Brothers Radio. We going to do it again.
There you go. And join us next week. We will get into What the Hell is She's Out. Trust us, you want to check that one out.
She's out.
There you go. And we're going to let you know this has been a G-Network presentation. And if you're not listening to the True Brothers, the True Thing, for the 100th time, peace, y'all.
For the 100th time, peace, y'all.